The Transportation Security Administration has been quietly replacing passenger screening machines at some of the nation's largest airports. The TSA has been moving them to smaller airports and replacing them with security scanners that don't use x-rays. SKUOW's John Ryan reports SeaTac Airport has been left out of the movement away from the controversial scanners.
TSA officials say the agency is replacing the x-ray machines known as backscatter scanners to help reduce the long lines at busy airports. The newer machines, known as millimeter wave scanners, are smaller, so airports can squeeze more of them in. SeaTac Airport has 14 of the big x-ray scanners at its security checkpoints. TSA says it has no plans to replace those scanners. The new machines have all gone to bigger airports. The Seattle Port Commission oversees SeaTac. Commissioner John Creighton is calling on TSA to replace SeaTac's security scanners as well.
If we had technology that had no question about it, that everyone was comfortable with, we could have much more efficient security lines at the airport.
Millimeter wave machines don't have the same privacy or radiation concerns that the x-ray machines do. They use radio waves, not x-rays, and they only generate a vague, gender-neutral human image, kind of like a gingerbread man. TSA says the radiation dose you get inside one of their x-ray scanners is about the same as you'd get from flying in an airplane for just 2 minutes. Passengers shuffling through security at SeaTac are reminded of the TSA stance over and over.
The use of imaging technology presents no health or safety concerns for any passenger, including children and pregnant women.
With hundreds of millions of passengers screened nationwide each year, some scientists say even tiny doses of x-rays could cause a few cancer cases. The European Union has prohibited the x-ray scanners. TSA announced a week before Christmas that it's hiring the National Academy of Sciences to conduct an independent study of the health effects of the backscatter x-ray machines. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.